Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
The only girl in the world. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And how about some killer tickets? Not just a pair of tickets for one show, but a pair of tickets for two shows. Two pairs of tickets, one for each show. Don't be confused. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets. Right now, take the word prize, P-R-I-Z-E, and text prize to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center, and Shawn Mendes, October 14th at Frost Amphitheater. It's all courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is prize, P-R-I-Z-E. The contest line is 20357, and we'll be doing this all day, every hour, between now, 7:05. And Jane Show at 5:05 every single hour. Super fun. Big stack of tickets, Vin. We gotta get these things out the door.
Tickets and a Jane Show? Are you kidding me?
The whole deal. It's amazing. On your TV tonight, hockey fans rejoice. The Stanley Cup finals begin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about it. No,
it's Florida and Edmonton.
Exactly. Oilers and Panthers.
Yeah, same as last year.
Oh.
Go Oilers.
Right. Why go Oilers?
I had a friend that played hockey and played for the Oilers. So.
Oh, was he from West Virginia?
Of course he was, right?
Yeah. Oh. No, of course not. No, he wasn't. I like to say he was, but by the way, West Virginia is in the super regionals for the World Series of College Baseball, so that's big news.
Oh, well, congratulations to everybody in best Virginia. Oh.
That is not on the front page of any of my papers.
So strange, isn't it? Anyway, if you love
hockey.
They
missed the big news.
I don't know.
What if my dad is going to watch it? My dad loves hockey. And, I mean, the Florida Panthers are in it. So I'll call him later.
Mm.
They're very good.
What's going on? The Panthers are?
Yeah, they're in the finals.
There they are, right? There's a couple series premieres tonight that I wanted to mention. And I put trailers for all of these up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I don't know what this is. I mean, I guess it's a talk show. Honestly, Cavallari. So this chick, Kristen Cavallari, I've been here. Was she on like The Hills or The OC, or was she an actress or a reality show star? Like I know she married like a football guy.
She only entered my world as the wife of a football player, Jay Cutler.
Right.
But I believe she had, and I think you named the shows she was on. I don't know them, but since then, she broke up with that football player, and now I only see her in the news when she's talking about someone she boned.
She has a podcast that apparently is pretty successful.
Then that must be it. And she tells her dirty little secrets.
Must be it, right? So it's called Let's Be Honest, and apparently this is a series that's going to be on E! And Bravo. That's a combo. It's called Honestly Cavallari, The Headline Tour, and it's her Let's Be Honest podcast that she's taking to different stops on the road. So I guess it's, you know, there's probably a lot from the podcast on the show, but there's probably the traveling and the interactions with people.
It's common for podcasts to go on tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
We toured The Secret Show regularly.
Yeah.
Yes, but this is a... Okay, but it's now a TV show, so I'm assuming it's like more about the traveling
it's everything with her, following her.
Just please film me at all times.
Christmas. She's great looking.
She's originally from a TV show from like the mid-2000s, 2005-ish, called Laguna Beach.
Oh, Laguna Beach.
And she was one of the main characters, and then she was the lead of a spinoff called The Hills right after that.
Okay, so it's that group of Orange County stuff.
Yeah, and actually... I guess because it was it's Laguna Hills as well. Like
So you got the beach, you got the hills.
Yeah, I mean Laguna's very rich, very very rich, like the richest. Yeah, what would it be? Atherton,
okay,
or something here.
Is the equivalent?
Your friend.
Oh, this is the place that she was talking about.
That's your friend that was like the early Salesforce employee that made bank. She was talking about buying in Laguna Hills and she's got all the money.
Mm.
Like, that's where you look.
Mm.
But I need enough land for my horses. I was just like, oh my God.
It must be nice, right?
Oh my wow.
God, so jelly. Give me all the money. I will find ways to spend it. Mm-hmm. And I'd have horses too, for sure. I'd be like, oh, where's the most incredible, poshest place to live where I can build a fabulous stable with king-size beds for all my horses? Oh! It sounds like Laguna Hills is the place for me.
I'm going to guess that this young lady was born into money and then has continued to stay in the money.
Oh, Kristen Cavallari. Yes. I really don't know anything about her.
I don't know if it's in your
her.
Story. She's very famously separated from her dad.
I have zero.
Yeah, she's not a fan of her dad. She says...
What's her dad's deal? Is he a football guy or something?
I don't know. I just saw a headline. It was like Kristen Cavallari says... breaking up with her dad was the best thing she ever did.
Oh, her dad was a real estate developer.
Oh. Mm. Does that mean that she comes from a bunch of money, or did she make a bunch of money by being a hot chick in the OC?
I think both.
Right. Probably both, yeah.
Got her own thing.
And married a highly paid footballer.
Mm.
He never really amounted to much, but he definitely was paid.
The only reason I know his name, though, is because they got married, and that was like a news thing. Jay Cutler? Mm.
Nope. It was a Bronco and a bear.
Ah, not bears. So anyway, there's a trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for Honestly Cavallari, the headline tour. So for people who are, clearly she's got enough followers on her podcast that she's got a show out of it. So congratulations to her.
Kristen Cavallari. Okay.
Yes. The series premiere of Power Moves with Shaquille O'Neal is on Netflix. I put the trailer up. If you love Shaq, maybe that's something for you. He is funny. I'm always entertained. The series premiere of Stick is on Apple TV Plus. We talked about this a few weeks ago. This is an Owen Wilson show.
Mm.
He plays an ex-golfer who takes a teenager under his wing to train him for the U.S. Amateur Championship. And the kid is played by a guy by the name of Pete Dager.
Pete Dager.
You know?
No.
Okay.
That's a great Owen Wilson impression.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
That's one I'll be watching, though.
Yeah, I think I might watch it, too.
Apple TV, I pretty much can trust them.
I agree. I've seen so many, that's a home run
show. If it's on their charts, I will check out an episode. By the way, Murderbot gets better and better.
My God.
I'm sad you're not watching it.
I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to binge it because I don't know if it's just... Okay, so there's a show on Apple TV Plus called Murderbot. It stars Alexander Skarsgård, the guy from True Blood and Big Little Lies. And he's so perfect in this role, weirdly, like his face, because he's a robot guy, sort of. And there's a series of books that it's based on, and I love them. You've got to read the books once you're done with this. So I don't know if it's just going to be like each short book is going to be one season or if it's going to go on from that and it's going to, but I don't want to ruin anything for the show for my book reading. So I'm into it. So anyway, yes, Apple TV Stick begins tonight. A comedy series starring Owen Wilson. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, I'm like kind of freaking out about how much I love Murderbot, though. And you're telling me you love the show.
It always ends, and you're like,
Yeah, I'm going to
wait. Can't wait for the next
one. I'm going to wait until they're all.
And they're not real long either, so it's real annoying they're putting out one a week, because I should wait to binge, but I can't wait, see it come out. I watch the new one, but I'm immediately like waiting for the next one to come out.
I am, just to put on the record, I am anti-binging. I feel like you waste good shows by putting too many of them together at once.
Because you're just zipping through too fast?
It's probably my attention span, so that's probably the issue. But I feel like, I can't. I'm better off with the weekly watch and sit down, watch the one episode. Then I can sort of think about it and go, all right.
And it gives you something to look forward to.
I like it.
I can't wait for the next Murderbot to come out. Like, that'll be like something.
Yeah,
like,
I hate that.
Bring me a little joy to my
whole series to be over so I can
dreary life.
The whole thing.
I know. It does seem like the normal way people enjoy things now.
Yeah.
I'll sit down for 3 hours and watch the whole thing straight through.
Well, that's a nice thing, too, about having it at your house. You're watching these, like, 23-minute episodes, and you can pause in between, and then you discuss, and then you decide, okay, we're going to keep going, or you just mindlessly let it morph right over into the next one. Feelings on binging, Bob?
I love both methods.
Oh, either way, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm actually not against the week-to-week release if it's a really good show. If it's not a really good show, like...
Yeah, what do I want to wait for that for?
But I also really like the way Netflix has tried to bridge the gap with releasing a few episodes at a time. You know, I like that they'll give you 3 and then they'll make you wait. But my favorite part of watching TV is the cultural element, like talking to other people about it, us talking about it on the show. So it's way better when it's spaced out to be able to do that so that everyone's on the same
agreed.
Page.
Yeah.
So they did it right. Disney did it cool with Andor because they put 3 out at a time. And like
that, I agree. It's long enough that you sit down and it takes your whole, because I don't want to watch 15 different things per night. I want to watch the one thing I'm watching until I fall asleep. And so 3 at a time, I think is that's a good number.
I think the Stranger Things rollout that we talked about a few days ago is so good.
Right, like a half and a half.
Yeah, and I think it's 3 different segments. So it's like right before Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
Right. So all within a month.
It's perfect. Right. And it's all times where, you know, the family's going to be together. It's such a family show.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
It's going to be the best.
I'm actually sad.
Ever.
I'm sad that that's ending. That was for a long time, Stranger Things has been like a really fun part of like TV viewing and discussions like this. All right. So next up is Mr. Beast. I don't really know that much about Mr. Beast. I'm not eating his snack bars. I don't watch him on YouTube. Apparently he's amazing and is sort of like a guy who helps other people reach their full potential. Tell someone explain Mr. Beast to me.
Mr. Beast got famous for making people do insane things for money. So he has always had funding where he's been able to just like dish out the dough.
Like,
so
I have examples here where he will give you $1 million to do something.
Yes. Like if you can keep if 10 people keep their hand on a car for a few days, who's ever the last one standing gets $1 million, like stuff like that. Oh. But weirder.
He's also like one of the folks that really got and really learned how to use the algorithm for YouTube and shares that information. So like I have a kid that worked for me and took care of our YouTube stuff. He was obsessed with Mr. Beast because he's like, okay, I just found something new that Mr. Beast told me on how we can get more views and something like that. So he's very well-rounded weirdo.
So he's also super rich.
Made a lot of money on YouTube.
Yeah, that's not really more makes the bulk of his money. It's like they say he's worth about $1 billion. He's 27 years old. And he said he put on X the other day, this thing where he's like, look, I'm worth $1 billion, but I'm borrowing money from my mom to pay for my wedding. He said, I guess somebody called him the only billionaire under 30 years old to not have inherited his wealth. And he said, I personally have very little money because I reinvest everything. I think this year we'll spend around $250 million on content. Ironically, I'm actually borrowing money from my mom to pay for my upcoming wedding. Lol. But sure, on paper, the businesses I own are worth a lot.
He doesn't pay himself. He reinvests everything.
You know, though,
That's dumb.
Every month they say he makes millions on, like, he's got to be getting a monthly check. Like, just take some of that and don't reinvest. Like, pay for your own wedding. What are you paying, borrowing money from your mom?
Well, you know how people, though, are worth, I'm sure,
yes,
Elon,
the net worth is a totally different thing,
is out there as the richest man in the world. But if you said how much of that is in cash, it wouldn't be.
It would be very little.
And one of the things with all the people who have Teslas and have said, I'm getting rid of that, we got to get rid of you, Elon has been paid in stock by that company to the extent that he is their largest stockholder. Mm. They can't just get rid of him. Now, he may say, for the sake of the company, since I own so much stock, I may need to leave,
right,
since I'm the problem.
It's
but
me.
that isn't how it's going to go. And then it turns out, who knew, he has a brother who's the second highest stockholder in Tesla.
I know. It's so crazy. Like, there's so many weird, like, little personal things about Elon Musk that are astounding. Like, that he's got 25 kids and a brother who owns who's the other majority shareholder.
So evidently loves ketamine.
Oh, my God. And he's a druggie. Look, that's how crazy it is. That's the thing I didn't really remember. And I love drugs. Jesus. I mean, I love talking about drugs.
That's not what you said.
That's not what you said.
But that's what I meant to say. Oops, it's all the drugs. But, right, like, that's, there's so many crazy things about this dude.
Well, so anyway, I was just making the point that, you know, yeah, he's a billionaire or whatever he is, but it's mostly on paper.
How much is cash in hand, too, right? Like, you could be worth $200 billion, and someone says, I need $5 billion to, you know, for ransom for something or other. You go, well, that's going to take me a while. I don't have that cash on hand.
In the Bay Area, I realize a millionaire nowadays makes you a loser, but in the Bay Area, there's lots of millionaires.
Yes.
If they sell their house.
Yes. Yes. That's so where all your
money
is. What's
the point of being like, here, do I have a house worth $1 million? Yes. Mm. Do I have $1 million? No.
Right.
No,
I don't.
And even
if I sold my house, I would still have to pay the bank off. And then I would like to live somewhere else. I can't give you the $1 million.
So that's the reality for most people
So I did think, I should have done an Elon Musk quiz. That's maybe what we should do, like weird things we don't know about Elon Musk. But instead I went, let's find out about Mr. Beast. So it's time to play a game. It's time to play a game. It's just a true or false game. And whoever wins this game will take 1 point with them into today's final.
Mm.
The daily game at 9:45. All right.
Important stuff.
Just tell me true or false. Mr. Beast legally changed his middle name to Algorithm. True or false?
False.
False.
I'll say true.
It's false. Kind of works, though. Especially with what you just told me. Mr. Beast once bought every item in a Walmart store just to donate it to a shelter.
True.
That is true. Every single item, emptied a Walmart in the name of generosity. To celebrate hitting 100 million subscribers, he filled a hot tub with molten gold and got inside.
No.
False.
That is false, yeah. I mean, you would die. Molten gold would kill you.
I was trying to think about how hot it would have to be melted.
Really hot.
We saw what happened to Viserys Targaryen.
We did, right. I mean, Game they poured the... I'll give you a crown, you.
Mm.
Melted like candle.
Days.
I know. Back when that show was great. All right. Mr. Beast gave away an entire private island, but made the winner survive 24 hours with only a coconut and a dream.
True.
I'll say true.
You know why they all said true? Because you said it so definitively. You know that story.
No, it just sounds like
that sounds like a thing
Mr.
he
Beast.
Does.
That's exactly what he does.
And they say true. It was like Survivor, but with drones and better lighting. He's true or false. He has never kissed anyone on camera. But has kissed a Lamborghini. True or false?
True.
It's false. There's no confirmed car PDA.
Oh.
Mr. Beast once recreated Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and someone fell in the chocolate river.
No.
False.
True.
True is correct, and Vinny has just pulled into the lead. It's five for Vinny, four for Bob, three for Maddie. Apparently, yes. Someone did. He built a whole thing. True or false? Mr. Beast pays his editor in Bitcoin and beef jerky.
True.
True.
I got to come back. I'll say false.
False is the correct answer.
Ooh.
Pay him in beef jerky, but probably does pay him in Bitcoin.
Maybe Mr. Beast Burgers.
Oh, does he have those?
Mm-hmm.
Beast Burgers. Mr. Beast Burgers.
Yeah, during the pandemic, he started a bunch of ghost kitchens for delivery, and then it has now evolved into...
He's got a food thing. He's got, like, food snacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a text from 510. Mr. Beast's money goes into a trust. That's why he can say he doesn't have money, and that's why no one can sue him.
Oh.
There's the catch. Because these are a lot of, like, the whole put your hand on a car and the last person's... That's a radio bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, a lot of these are just bits from the radio that someone has, you know, amped up for YouTube. In fact, the first time I watched YouTube and seeing some of these people, I went, these guys are doing radio bits. They're going to get sued. What are they doing? They're doomed. Like, that's what changed radio forever was the lawsuits. Corporations went, we're not interested in any more lawsuits. Stop doing stuff.
We hate lawsuits.
Yeah.
Never leave the studio again. Great. Thanks. So I don't know who's, you know, covering these YouTube stars, but Mr. Beast seems to have figured it out.
I kind of just want to give it to you at this point, 5-4-4.
I kind of want you to give it to me, too. I'll take that point into the end of the game, and I'll leave here happy.
Point. Yes. 1 point for the Mr. Beast game. Congratulations, Vinny. You are the winner.
By the way, 415 says, I recommended MurderBot to you. I need credit. Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. I don't remember the recommendation. I remember seeing Alexander Skarsgård's face in a thing on Apple TV Plus, but you probably did recommend it.
Oh, I got a win.
You did get a win.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
What's coming up, champion?
Well, can I finish my celebration, or are you going to just ruin everything by getting involved with... Thank you.
Please, by all means.
Thank you, everyone. Mm. Father's Day is around the corner. I've got some stuff on that after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Escape with J-Lo.
Oh,
all this week, listen to Jane at 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Jennifer Lopez up all night live in Las Vegas on March 13th at the Coliseum, a two-night hotel stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and round-trip airfare for you and a guest. It is the Alice Escape with Jane Lowe, courtesy of Live Nation. That's right, I said Jane Lowe because it's Jane's show. The Jennifer Lopez show, Jane. Listen,
just makes sense. That's
I'm a marketing genius. It says it right here on my hat, literally.
Actually, it's just the SF Giants logo.
Sarah, no one knows that.
But you're on camera, so.
Ah!
No, it really does. It's on the inside of the hat.
Right. I forgot. Right.
He puts it in the band so it goes into
Vinny,
his brain.
Vinny, marketing genius, Hassan. Yeah.
Also, newsman. It's
I mean, does he even need it to be written on him anywhere? I mean, come on. You just take one look at the guy and you go, oh, well, genius of some kind for sure. Marketing, probably.
You could have just left it. I was fine until you said, no, that's not what it says on your hat. Well, if you just left it.
Yeah, you looked over at me and I thought, oh, does he need help here? I jump in and save the day. You know you're on camera.
He was looking over for you to agree. Go, yes, it does, Vin. It says it right there on your hat.
So, you know.
You're still doing it. Morning overcast conditions will break and we'll see sunshine today. Inland highs in the low 80s.
Sounds good.
70s everywhere else.
All right.
So there's that. Here's what's happening. Father's Day is around the corner. I believe it's on the 15th. Sunday the 15th. So you got this half of a week and then all next week to Sunday. And Sunday is the day we take care of Dad.
Yeah. I got to remind my kids about that. You know what I did for my dad this year? I got him this box. It kind of reminded me of like the Fun Delivered thing, which is like the undelivered packaging, but it's called a Brio box, and it's all small electronic tech items loaded into it. Like it's a surprise box full of various little weird things for around your house. And it looked really cool. It has some pretty good reviews. Brio box, B-R-E-O box. This is not an ad. I've used it. He hasn't even received it yet. But it was just kind of cool. And I thought, you know, he's a guy who's got it's hard to get stuff for your dad. I'm not getting socks or a tie or anything. I don't wear a tie to. But I always try to get him something fun, like a little gamey something or a robot or something. So I thought maybe there'll be something cool in there.
All right. Well, let us know how it goes.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like just a weird collection of little rando tech things. I hope he likes it.
So we're less than 2 weeks away from Father's Day when many kids will take to social media and pay tribute to their father for their mentorship. And some may also thank them for their advice on BO.
Oh.
Part of the reason I did this story, well, I mean, I want to do stories about dads.
Sure.
But I have been particularly involved in my daughter's armpits.
Oh, how exciting.
She, well, she just was stinky and wasn't even trying to. I'm like, what are you doing? And then I'm like, on top of, I got you some deodorant. You need to wear this every day. You need to put it on after your shower at night.
And the shower needs to happen every day.
And the shower also, I didn't know, realize that you needed to really say these things, but that, you know, a kid alone in the shower, what, they don't know. I'm like, you have to take a washcloth, soapy washcloth, and scrub your pits to get that smell from the day away, and then put the deodorant on, not over the stink. Mm-mm. That is not how it's done.
Oh.
These are things that you'd assume people got.
Yeah.
But they don't always.
No.
It's and true. They say here, a lot of dads end up giving their kids advice on BO. I don't know where mom is during this time. Were you not there for the kids with their BO?
I do not recall ever saying, you know, they were stinky. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think I was the one who was in charge of that. And, you know, they would they would have the...
Dawn!
When the duties got divvied up,
yeah,
you didn't that didn't land
well,
on you.
He was the one who a lot of times, especially as they got older, he was there. They would be up much later than I was. I mean, at this point, you know, aren't your kids staying up till like Isla must be up till 9, 9:30.
I have no idea because I'm in bed way before them.
And so I don't even know if they showered in the morning or showered at night because I would be long gone in the morning and long gone to bed in the evening. So I'm just going to assume that John took care of it, but I do know that they both use the same roll-on that I use because I use the Ban roll-on, which is not just a deodorant, it's an antiperspirant.
Right.
And I need that.
In a new poll, 70% of people who grew up with their father in their lives said that their dad is one of the greatest mentors in their life.
Mm. On many different things.
Not recently, a long time ago. My daughter she has favorite socks.
Okay. This is the older one or the younger one?
Okay. And there's a point where she took her shoes off and I'm like, what happened to your socks?
Oh.
They were like black and brown, black, dirty on the bottom.
Oh.
Like, where are you going that you're walking around? And she's like, well, I mean, you know, you go out and no, we don't go out in our socks. Number one.
Ever.
You put on something underneath the socks or you take them off and go barefoot. Mm-hmm. You don't walk around in your socks. Well, these are my favorite socks, so I have to wear these. And I go, let me just ask you a question. You put those in the laundry after every wearing, right? Well, no. Let me get this straight. You're wearing socks more than once.
Can you smell them at this point in the story? Are you just like...
And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, you have to tell people stuff.
Yeah. So does and she I go, have wait a minute, feet, though.
Please tell me you take your underwear off at the end of the day and don't rewear that.
And
oh, of course not. I'm like, then why socks? Mm. Why?
Yeah.
Are you putting?
Yes.
Because they're my favorite. I don't have time to do the laundry every night. You don't get to wear socks twice. Mm. The end.
I actually completely concur. Underpants, socks, things that are like in places where stinky things happen, that should not be.
Does anybody want to disagree with the socks can be worn more than one time? Does anyone believe that socks should be worn?
I feel like if you didn't sweat, you didn't do anything, you pulled on some socks, you put them back on the next day, you could do that.
No.
Yes. But in a perfect world, you're wearing a new pair of socks every day.
I wear my socks a couple times if I haven't done that much in them.
Well, you must not have stinky feet. If you have stinky feet, then totally different story.
We already established she doesn't sweat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's.
Do you wear underwear a couple times if you didn't do much?
No, actually, I wear multiple pairs a day sometimes because I have ones that I like to wear to work that are comfy, and then I have ones that I like to wear to yoga that are a different kind of comfy.
Mm.
You wear underwear under your yoga pants?
Yes.
What? Yeah. Everybody does that. I know you're very surprised by that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Are they a thong usually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have my favorite ones. I need to upgrade though. I got to go cotton.
Yeah, the clean cotton panel. It's a nice.
As opposed to rayon?
Just the the nylon-y, stretchy fabric.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
17% of people said their dad is the person they go to the most when they need advice. That's not a lot. 17.
Yeah. It just depends what I need advice on. My dad was great with, like, he knew how to fix everything, and he knew all kind of, he was a an accountant and a controller, or whatever that's called, comptroller, is that a thing? And he gave me tons of great financial advice in my life.
25% said their father's the person they call first in a stressful situation when they need help or support.
Oh.
That's still 25%. I always call my mom, for sure.
Yeah.
Except for job stuff. Now that I think about it. Job stuff I would talk to my dad about.
Yeah.
My dad was the guy who's, when you guys called me in Philly. I've been mailing out these tapes. He didn't know that was happening. And then I said, I got a call from Philly, and he goes, you have to call them right now. Hang up right now and call them. And I went, I don't know. I don't want to move to Philly. That's ridiculous. I don't even know why I mailed tapes there. What was I thinking?
Thank you, Vince Sr.
Hey, call them and find out what they have to say. Even if you don't take the job, it's experience in job hunting.
Yep.
Call them.
And I think when you called us, me and Jim got on the speakerphone and the three of us were having a hilarious conversation. I remember sitting in Jim's office and talking to you. That's funny.
But I remember
just talking to Vince Sr.
I remember on the text and or on the voicemail. This was a landline, everyone.
Yes.
I believe the first words out of Sarah's mouth were, hey, surfer boy. And I was like, okay.
I love
what
her.
What is this? No, I didn't.
I love her so
no,
much.
No, that's not what I thought.
Oh, that's right. You weren't fully in love with me until after we'd spent one day together. Admit it.
Anyway, we had a nice date day or whatever you want to work interview.
Date day,
it was a
great.
Whole. It was a whole day. It was like that. It's a weird thing.
I did the same thing. I did a whole day with Sarah.
And you were in love with me by the end of it.
I was in love with you by the end of the day as well. And also moved cross country for you.
Right. That's true.
I called someone I knew in radio and said, this is their offer. And he was like, you still got to take it. I went, God damn it. That isn't enough. He goes, you got to take it. It's mornings in Philly. You got to go. Ah. Anyway, of the men who grew up with a dad, 32% say they learned how to tie a tie from him.
Oh.
29% used their shaving cream when they were young. Oh, their dad's shaving cream. And used their dad's deodorant.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't share deodorant. I'll buy you your own stick.
Yeah.
Yucky.
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel like, I've said this before, I feel like your deodorant or, you know, your roll-on, whatever you're using is, it's just for you.
Yeah.
I don't like sharing it. And so when somebody asks me, I'm like, just have it. I'll open up a new bottle.
Someone told me that the sprays are not the old school sprays that destroyed the ozone layer. So I've switched to spray.
Oh, and what do you think?
I like it a lot better because I don't like rubbing goop under my arms.
Right.
It's like the
best. And
then
you have that like skip
the whole thing or even the waiting for it to dry is like, what am I doing? Am I really walking through the house with my arms up?
Mm. You don't feel like you're inhaling it? That would be my only thing.
I don't.
Great.
So, I mean, if it's not destroying the environment, then, and please, well, go ahead and ruin it. If I am destroying the environment, I guess I want to
know. I'm sure you're doing something, Van.
The ozone hole regrew.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's actually not the problem it once was because we got rid of all the...
Oh, regrew as in came, like, I thought...
Oh, yeah, no, like,
filled
it came
in.
Back.
Yeah. The ozone layer came back. The hole got smaller.
You worded that, I'm like, the hole's back?
It filled itself and it grew back. The scar has...
No, I know. We all made changes and it's fixed. Mm-hmm. Aquanet is no more.
Right.
A daily... Oh, speaking of hair.
Yeah.
We were talking about my boy Nico and the hairdo he has now that looks like
the
one
bowl
my mom...
cut, right.
This new... It's a little different than the bowl cut I grew up with, but it's called the Edgar.
The Edgar?
The Edgar. This is the Edgar. Edgar. Edgar.
Looks like
Edgar.
A bowl cut.
It's a bowl cut, but they shaved the sides up.
It's like a weirdly, almost like that Caesar look. A little bit lower than that, a little bit higher than the bowl cut, and then it's got the fade on the sides. It's okay.
So there's the broccoli.
Yes.
And now the Edgar.
So the kids that don't get perms and don't have curly hair get an Edgar.
Get an Edgar.
And have big hair.
Have to
and
go
that's
rock
what
broccoli.
My boy Nico was sporting at his confirmation thing, and I looked at it and went, oh my God. Sandy's haircut is finally happening.
Mm.
Except Sandy's was bowl, like across the front, then down and across the back. So it had a couple different.
It was like a little Dutch boy.
It was, I don't know what it was, but it was
two butt bangs in the front and then a straight line in the back too.
Straight down across the ears.
Yeah.
Like the hair came over the ears. So there
foxy.
Was like a.
That is right. It's like a helmet of. Wonderful hair.
Oh, yeah. I went looking for that picture, and I ended up on the one with the dress. I posted it on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's no bowl cut there, but I am in a dress. Check me out over there on Instagram.
Top. A lot of skin. Skin to win, man. That was it.
Oh, was I showing a lot of skin?
It was definitely a... If it's the picture with your little daughter standing in front of you.
Yeah. Well, she'd put that on me.
It was... It's, you know, it does not fit you.
Well, it's... My wife is a little smaller than me.
It's just, you know, it's like J-Lo at the Grammys all those years ago when she first wore the plunging neckline and everyone went, whoa.
It's a disaster. Yep.
No, it's in the best possible. You're a beautiful disaster.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vin, you're so right about socks. No one taught me to change my socks daily. I ended up with toenail fungus in my 20s. Yuck. Mm-hmm. So I've taught my kids from day one to change their socks daily and wash their toes and feet.
Yes.
It's so weird.
Yep. You even have to tell people, you have to tell your kids to wash each, you know, wash the foot and wash each individual toe between the toes, that kind of thing. Like kids will just, they're just like, oh, it's hard to reach down there. Like, no, your feet are disgusting and you just took a shower. Like, you have to wash those. Wash.
Vinny, I rewear socks if they're wool. Cotton socks, not a chance. Mark and Pacifica, thanks and love the show.
Yeah, once in a while, if I took my socks off right after I got home from work and set them aside, I would just be like, I could wear those again.
510.
What is it? What is it, Vin?
Yes, underwear in your yoga pants. It's gross if you don't. There's nothing gross about a lady at all. I don't know why you're thinking that or saying that.
It's gross because it feels kind of gross. Like a yoga pant after you've done a bunch of yoga, like it tends to sag down. There's a gap between the undercarriage and where the bottom of the crotch of the pants are. Mm-hmm. And it's like a swampy, you're sweaty. You've done yoga. It's gross. And you're constantly having to pull them back up. It's just really nice to have a pair of underpants on under there. It's not sexy.
Oh,
it isn't sexy. Plus, I'll tell you another
thing.
And
then what happens?
You bend over and people can see through your yoga pants.
Oh,
you really
want
to have everything covered. It's not trying to be sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about if the yoga instructor takes over from here?
I do have friends who don't wear underwear with their yoga pants because they don't want the panty lines, and I just don't find it comfortable.
Right.
That's all.
Oh.
I always want to have underpants on.
But
I'm
also
not a commando person in general.
I also, though, don't have the sagging problem.
Oh.
Maybe we should talk yoga pant brands.
Maybe off, we should.
Off air because we're not getting paid.
So. Yeah. Hello.
Too bad for you, Lulu.
Vinny.
Oh. Sorry.
Lime.
It's the only brand I know. I would have name checked someone else, but I don't have any others.
Lau lime.
Don't stop it now. Stop it.
Sarah, which deodorant do you use?
Ban Roll-On, unscented.
That's such a classic.
It is. I've used it my whole life.
408 says.
They say the aluminum will make you crazy. So.
Succeeding. Mm. I'm a middle school teacher. I see the Edgar cut and all I can think of is Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's the Jim Carrey cut.
It's the high bowl cut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's his name? Lloyd Christmas.
Well done.
What's the other guy's name?
D. It starts with a D.
D. Well, no, his real name is the
Harry
D.
Harry Dunn.
You're right. Good. That guy's name in real life, Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, but it's Harry Dunn. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh no! I just saw your wiener.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.